Berger, President of Capstone Marketing. I am excited to be talking today with Katie Butler, Marketing Coordinator at Weinstein Spira in Houston, Texas, and a 2016 Association for Accounting Marketing Rookie of the Year. Katie joined Weinstein Spira in April 2014. She is responsible for the firm's marketing plan and strategy, maintaining the firm's website and social media presence, producing newsletters, press releases, promotional and branding material, and managing the work of outside vendors. Congratulations, Katie, and welcome to the Capstone Conversation.
Thank you so much. You know, it's been a really great honor since we've been in New Orleans, just receiving so much love and just kind words from everyone within the industry and even outside. It's just been a great time so far.
Wonderful. I am glad about that. Now, I know that you haven't been in the industry that long. That's why you're a rookie.
Yes.
Tell us, what is the greatest challenge you've found so far in marketing CPA firms?
I'd say the greatest challenge is really getting a seat at the table, being seen as a strategic partner. We all know that we're strategic and we're smart and intelligent, and really just conveying that to our firms and being involved in all of those planning and decisions. You know, having a seat at a partner retreat or being brought on when attending a networking event and really getting individual strategy and just being top of mind with our clients, which are really all of the accountants.
Right. I have heard about that challenge from every level, not just rookies, but those with however many years of experience, that that we need to be really focused and diligent about what we're contributing and being able to communicate that. So given that, you know, this challenge of getting a seat at the table, what is your prediction for accounting marketing for the next 5 years?
I'm so excited for the next 5 years. I really think, you know, I was reflecting on New Orleans and all the great content that we got out of that, you know, okay, what's the direction that we're heading? And I really think there's going to be a creative revolution going to happen in accounting firms. We heard a lot about differentiating yourself from that blah, 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 we provide great service. We're really going to need to look outside of our industry and stop looking at each other and really look out at other marketers in other industries and see what they're doing. Get inspiration from that. Get inspiration from different sources that we've probably never thought of, really to create a different look and feel experience for our future clients.
Mm-hmm. Because while accounting is certainly different from a lot of other industries, there are things we can learn from other industries,
absolutely,
isn't there?
Definitely.
When you look at companies like, you know, Nike or Coca-Cola or whatever, we could make a whole long list.
Oh, absolutely.
We can certainly adapt.
Yes, and you know, I would encourage people to subscribe to different feeds on your Twitter, on your LinkedIn. Just get different groups in your view every day, just to expand your knowledge and open your mind to different things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What factors or skills enable accounting marketers to be successful? You know, I know you're developing your network. Do you find people in your network with similar skills that make them successful?
Yes, and there's really two. I think the first one is really celebrating your wins always, whether it's big or small. So celebrate your wins, celebrate your firm's wins, celebrate other people's wins, and just recognize everyone. Whether it's an action, you know, I got a meeting with so-and-so, or it's kind of a result, like I brought in a new client. Celebrate that all the time, and always have support with why that's important. If you got a retweet from a news publication, that's huge. But you know, maybe to an accountant, that's like, oh, it's a retweet, whatever. But it's definitely celebrate all those wins and definitely support that with data. And then I think the second thing is to have a thick skin. Be as a first-time marketer, you kind of have to prove your worth. You know, why do we need marketing? We've been in business for over 50 years, and why do we need a marketer? Are you an admin function? No, this is what I do, and this is why. You will get told no, but definitely keep your chin up and be gracious about it and just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that has, I mean, I think the accounting marketing profession has come a long way, but there is still a need for marketers to have that thick skin and not take everything personally, because we are so different from accountants, right?
Definitely. We think differently. Like, I'm a visual person. I don't really think of things in numbers all the time, but our accountants do. So adjusting to those different things that they like to see and proving your point to them.
Mm-hmm. So let me go back for a minute. You talked about celebrating wins and supporting those wins with data. How do you do that at Weinstein Spira?
Oh, we do a ton of celebrating. I love recognizing other people. We have a lot of different programs. We hosted our second annual marketing contest this year, where our team divides into different teams. They do different competitive tasks, and they get recognized during that time, whether it's getting 10 connections on LinkedIn or writing a thank you note to a client. All of those things count as recognizing. And we also have like a lot of teamwork. We have a coaching program that we do at the firm. It's one of our unique qualities. We love it. Our team loves it. You kind of have that go-to person and mentor within your firm that will be your cheerleader all the way. And then we celebrate all the time. We have a fun brigade. We have free goodies. I celebrate every time we get new swag. I like send out a firm email like, we got sticky notes, it's awesome. You know, like, let's be excited about that. Or, you know, we got retweeted, or just whatever. Just celebrate everything. And then, you know, support why. Like, oh my gosh, we got new sticky notes. Okay, why did we get them? Well, you get them. Our clients can get them. You can bring them out to people, and just celebrate why too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, I know part of the reason that you were acknowledged as being Rookie of the Year is a business development initiative that you were involved with within your firm. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we worked on a full-year program. We called it Sky is the Limit, and it really took a lot of different parts to make up the whole year. We did firm-wide business development meetings where we told people what was on our pipeline. It's not a secret. Not just our management knows it. Everyone knows what's going on. We held different trainings. We held biweekly management team meetings. We did our firm contest I just talked about. We held trainings. We kind of made this thing of, like, our people, we don't want our people to be afraid of the S word, which is sales. So we had training on networking, how to convey the brand, how to write a thank you note, you know, how to address a thank you note. And then I think one of my favorite things what we did is we set a firm goal this year of what new revenue we wanted to bring in, and we tracked it publicly. We gave monthly updates in our Friday Flash, and we gave we had kind of like a thermometer in our mailroom, and every time we got new business, it went up. And so it's just been great to recognize like that. And it's not a secret. We wanted everyone from staff level to shareholder to be in the know, to make it a team goal and make it a team environment, just like everything else in our firm is. And so we wanted to make sure that's ingrained in our culture.
Right. Did you achieve your goal?
We are still working on our goal. Our fiscal year ends June 30th, so we'll see. But we are within inches, so I am pumped. We are so close.
Excellent. And I'm sure that goes a long way to building that marketing culture within Weinstein Spira.
Absolutely. And that's been a goal from day one of starting here at Weinstein Spira, is how can we, you know, include everyone, because at some firms, I've heard that you just kind of are thrown into management, and then that's when you start networking. But what we're doing is kind of helping our staff level grow their network, grow their skills, so that when they do make manager, they're equipped, and it's not just kind of like, oh my gosh, I have to do all this stuff that I have no idea how to do.
Mm-hmm. Right, or may or may not want to do.
Exactly. Yeah, everyone has a different role too.
Right. So, Katie, which of your personal skills do you think contributes most to your success?
I would say probably even from this conversation, I am just a very enthusiastic person.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about this all the time. I wear the Weinstein Spira brand kind of on my forehead at all times. Even having a personal brand, you're still representing Weinstein Spira. And so I think I just do everything with enthusiasm. I want to exceed expectations. You know, if someone needs something within an hour, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to drop everything. I'm going to do what you need to do, because we need to just be enthusiastic and ready to go at all times. One of our coworkers actually called me the bling of accounting when I first walked in. And, you know, my office is pink, filled with pink things. I just love being enthusiastic, because how can you go through your day and not be enthusiastic about what you do?
Right. Well, that's in our individual attitudes, isn't it?
Yeah.
We can choose to be enthusiastic, and we can choose not to be enthusiastic.
Yep.
Now, you mentioned earlier about the challenge of getting a seat at the table. How do you think marketers can gain more power or influence within their firms?
Yeah, and I think I kind of already touched on this, but celebrating everything and really, again, supporting it, of why it's important and why you're celebrating it, and celebrating the actions to get there. Everyone in business kind of knows, like, you're not going to win every single person you meet with. But you got out there and you did it. You did something. You went to a meeting. You wrote a thank you note. You did a follow-up. That receives a celebration in my book. You actually did something. And I think always doing that and celebrating other people will get them excited, like, oh, I didn't know that I could get celebrated for doing my job like that.
Mm-hmm.
And really just celebrating. That's like my word of the day. I love celebrating people and recognizing people.
You must really love birthdays then.
I do. I celebrate my whole birthday week. I love it.
I enjoy birthdays too. I would rather be having a birthday than not having a birthday. Let's put it that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. So with all of this, what is your best piece of advice for accounting marketers?
Okay, I love this question, because I have several parts. But first of all, find your community. Find it within AIM. Find it with your accounting alliance. Just find your tribe and stick with them. Joining AIM from like day two of working here has been invaluable. Being on a volunteer committee from the day I left Austin, Texas, at that summit has really just played a big part in my knowledge. You know, we have such a wealth of people who have already been on this path and already blazed this trail. So why not use that resource? You know, I can ask somebody, you know, hey, what do you think of this proposal? Or have you done this? Have you done this? What language do you use here? Or just different questions. I love our group at AIM, and I love all the education we receive. I love that we can volunteer. You know, I just fell in love with the AIMA committee, and I chaired that this past year. And, you know, kind of I'm shifting to a different role within the summit committee. But I just love the summit. I love, just find something that you love within AIM or your alliance or anywhere. Just find your tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd always say just continue to be curious and push outside of those accounting silos. And then lastly, I would say continue to promote yourself and your personal brand, because your name is always going to be attached to your accounting firm.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to put a face to that name. To that accounting firm. You might not remember Weinstein Spira, but you'll remember Katie Butler, who is there, who spoke on this podcast. You'll remember, again, well, I'm not a face today, but, you know, at a networking event, you're going to remember Katie Butler because I saw her face. I knew her there.
Right.
And so continue to promote yourself. And I know as accounting marketers, we, you know, I'm behind, you know, Facebook and our LinkedIn pages and our Twitter pages, and you're communicating as a brand. But don't be afraid to, you know, get out there and promote yourself as well, because you're always going to be tied to your brand.
Right. Absolutely. And then what is your best piece of advice for managing partners?
Okay. So I would say my best piece of advice, this is going to sound a little crazy, but I'd say wing it with strategy.
Okay, you got to tell me more about that.
I'm just saying, like trust your marketers. They know what they're doing. You know, have a strategy. Your marketers are going to have a strategy behind anything that they present to you. You might not understand it, but your marketers do. So trust them, and, you know, don't be afraid to take a risk. You might not see results, but, you know, at the end of the year, we always assess if something worked or not, and you couldn't do anything for a year. So I think just wing it with a strategy and trust your marketer. They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that's officially the first time anyone has used the term wing it on a Capstone conversation.
But I said, wing it with strategy. Like,
yeah.
Don't just, like, go blind.
Yeah.
definitely have a plan. But just if it's something, like, way different that you've never done, that's good, because that means no one's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and try it.
Right. I think the underlying message here is, you know, don't be afraid to try new things.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Well, we've been talking today with Katie Butler, marketing coordinator at Weinstein Spira and a 2016 Association for Accounting Marketing Rookie of the Year. Katie, congratulations again.